Let's talk about the Fremantle Dockers. And General Manager of Player Management, Brad Lloyd, joins us on Sports Breakfast. Good morning, Brad.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, thanks for your time. Much appreciated. Now, Fremantle, people would have thought that they've probably got a pretty well-rounded squad already. What did you want to get out of the draft on Thursday, Brad?
We just wanted to really add to our playing list, and quality players is the starting point. So we wanted some players really good character driven, competitive, athletically can cover the ground really well. All those types of things that are going to come in and add the pressure on our senior playing group.
Brad, everything was reported in the media, and maybe Fremantle was different, I'm not sure, but it was reported that, look, you needed some tall players. Obviously, we know that McFarlane, Sandilands and Pavlidge aren't getting any younger and maybe, getting a replacement to build through there. So that was the thinking, in the media and what was presented out. You went with a midfielder in Lockie Weller. Was this a simple fact of you just got the best possible player with that pick, or was it that you guys felt that this is where you wanted to go and you were always in the plans to get a midfielder with your first pick?
We had some tools in the frame as well, but judged Lockie ahead of those guys enough to go with him. So look, it's really important with your first pick that you get a quality player in, and we thought he's as I said before, like, he's really good athletically, he's driven, and loves training, loves doing the work, but he's also highly skilled. So we just thought at the first pick, he would be a really good addition to our footy club. So, from a tools point of view, look, it's one of those things along the draft. It'd be good to add where you can, but, we chose Lockie with the first pick, and then Connor Blakely, who we had rated a fair bit higher, was still there at 34, so we're absolutely rapt to have him still sitting there. And then some of the tools that we'd had a bit of a look at were well and truly gone by then. So it's important late in the draft to just make sure you keep getting players in. We've drafted pretty heavily in the last couple of years with tools. So Michael Atness and Alex Pierce, Matty Tavenaar, Tanner Smith, Jack Hanna, all these types of players. So we have drafted tools heavily, and nice to add a few more where we can. But the way it fell with some of the players there, it's really important to add some quality to your footy club, and that's what we thought we did.
Hey, Brad, you've been involved in a few of these drafts now. Well, what did you make of the group of talent that was put up this year? I mean, there's been a lot of talk, obviously, in recent years about Patton and Giles and those bigger players that we've seen in recent years. This draft seemed to me as if it was perhaps the talent wasn't as deep, or the headline player that has been spoken about through those underage carnivals wasn't there as it has been in previous years. Would you subscribe to that theory or not?
I thought it was a deeper first round. I thought there was probably a little bit more even than in the past, but I thought it was a really deep first round. Plenty of options on offer for most clubs right out till Essendon got a couple of good players with their later picks in the teens, late teens. So yeah, I thought it was really good quality. I thought there was also a lot of depth in the draft, so throughout some good picks to be taken. But I think it fell away as the draft went on. I think clubs probably had some similar options on their list. So I thought it was a good quality draft in the end, and some good players throughout.
Brad, as a Swan Districts man, well done on getting Connor Blakely. You got an absolute ripper here. You talked about Lockie Weller and his training purposes, and you know exactly what he's going to bring. And I guess Connor Blakely just ticks that exact box. You know that you've got a young working midfielder who doesn't mind getting his hands dirtier on and off the field. He works incredibly hard, and he's just going to add and thrive in the culture that's provided at Fremantle.
Yeah, no, that's good to hear. And we were really excited about Connor. Really good side mid, and has some really good stoppage and clearance ability. He gets nice and close to the ruckman, and does his best work in there. So he's intelligent as well, and he's going to thrive in the environment. So to have him there at pick 34, that's when you talk about best available versus tall. It's crazy to overlook players like O'Connor for a tour, you may not rate just as high. So we were over the moon that he was there, and yeah, he's pretty excited as well.
Fremantle Dockers General Manager of Player Management Brad Lloyd is with us on Sports Breakfast this morning. Brad, just give us a bit of a summary of the couple of other boys you picked up. Ed Langdon, of course, Josh DeLuca, who we saw play for Subiaco. We've called a couple of games, a heap of games last year in the Waffle involving Josh DeLuca. What are you chasing out of those guys?
With Ed, we just thought he's got some real elite running capacity. So, he's a medium-sized midfielder, and, he's got elite endurance. So, sort of around that 3K mark, he'd be up there already with the top runners in our footy club. He's also got the speed as well. So we just think he'll really cover the ground well through the midfield and be able to run all day, but can push forward and kick a goal as well. He's, again, loves to train. He's got himself a really good condition, and he's a good character as well. So he fits him. And Josh, we're impressed with his, particularly late in the year through the finals. We're just impressed with the way he went about it. Again, he's a really good endurance runner that attacks the footy, works hard, really driven the way he goes about it. And good to see at his age and the impact of senior footy. So, late in the draft at pick 68, we thought he's done enough there to warrant an opportunity to come in.
Brad, we had an SMS come in earlier as well, and it just mentioned about, obviously, you picking the midfielders, and we've gone into that a little bit, so I'll go with the second part of it. And he just asked to ask you whether you were confident the likes of, Atness, Hannith, Pierce, Tabner, these type of kids are going to be able to keep on maturing and then hopefully replace some of these players going out, like the Pavlidges and McFarlanes are in years to come.
Yeah, look, you're adding all the time, so Matthew Pavlidge, you're talking about greatest player in the history of the footy club, so you're not going to replace those guys overnight. So we're going to be adding all the time where we can with these types, and you can add through certain ways. So we'll just keep looking in our list and adding over the coming years. But they're coming on really well, Michael and Alex Pierce and these types that you mentioned. We'll keep getting some more through in future drafts and keep going where we are. But they've had a year under the belt now. These guys, they're young tools take a while, so if we took any this year, they're not going to play next year anyway, but they take a while. Sean Hurley's come across from Ireland as well, so he's a really big boy. And we feel over the last, you throw Tavernier into the mix there, the last few years, there's a few starting to get through the footy club. So that's good from that point of view, but also to top up the midfield, another little injection there with those boys we've just talked about, it's exciting as well. So, but we need to add across the board with the entire part of our list, so we're not going to get single-minded on any area. We'll just keep a good start just to keep bringing quality players in.
Brad, last one before we let you go. What about the system, the draft system itself? I mean, we've had a lot of talk on the show this morning about draft age and picks for the bottom four teams, etc. What do you make of the draft system at the moment? Would you make any changes to the way it sits at the moment?
No, I think the system works pretty well. I think it's the bottom teams get those early picks, and you finish higher on the ladder, you wait your turn. But I think the way free agency's opening up, there's going to be a lot more movement to help out teams that are lower on the ladder, and if you lose a player, you get compensated anyway. So I think the way it's tracking, I think free agency, that they should just sort of leave it for the moment, see how that plays out. You need to give it some more time to see how it's all going, but I think they can keep tweaking it as they go and keep an eye on it. But I think the system works pretty well. I think it's just important to draft as best you can, keep watching your list and keep getting quality players in, but I think the system works pretty well.
Brad, thanks for your time this morning, much appreciated, and we look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Okay, thanks for your time.